Studio Classroom is here for you. It helps you in all you do. It helps you know what to do. So tune in and now enjoy the fun.
Hello everyone, my name is Garrett, and today is a great day to learn something new.
So let's do that together, friends. My name is Anne-Marie.
And this is Studio Classroom. Friends, we are trying to unravel a mystery. That's a fun phrase that means we're trying to solve it.
That's right. The mystery involves several characters that we met yesterday. We have Ivy and her best friend, Dean, and then we met a character who plays the violin as well.
Right, this is Jonah Park. The violin is a beautiful instrument, but in this case, the violin is missing.
That's right. Ivy and Dean are trying to figure out if someone broke in through a keypad to steal that violin.
Exactly. We are trying to figure out if someone stole it, who did it, or what else might have happened. We are trying to see how they investigate.
That's right. We're going to solve this mystery today, friends. So let's get started with our first reading of The Case of the Vanishing Violin.
The Case of the Vanishing Violin.
Back in the library, Dean pulled out his laptop and opened the school's public Wi-Fi portal.
If the system were to log keypad activity, I would have a chance to retrieve a timestamp.
A minute later, he whistled.
Got it. Someone used the keypad at 5:17 p.m. on Friday.
Returning to the music wing, they scanned the bulletin board. A faded practice schedule caught Ivy's eye.
Look,
she said.
Friday at 5, Rolson's mentoring students then.
Hi everyone, welcome to Language Lab. I'm Jack. 我们来看 mentor 这个字，它可以当动词或是名词用。当动词是指指导或是辅导，例如 I spent the summer after high school mentoring inner-city kids at a youth center. 高中毕业后的那个夏天，我在青少年中心辅导市中心贫民区的孩子们。Mentor 如果当名词，是指导师或是良师益友。譬如 ,My mentor once said, make choices based on hope, not fear, and you will end up choosing what makes your life bigger and fuller. 我的导师曾说，基于希望而不是恐惧来做选择，你最终选择的呢，将会使你的生命更宽广、更充实。Mentor 字尾加上 ship，mentorship 是指师徒关系、导师关系。譬如 ，As a young adult, receiving mentorship deeply impacted his personal and professional development.年轻时获得导师的指导，对他个人与职业的发展有深远的影响。
Even though it's a violin that went missing, this mystery involves a lot of technology. Let's see what Dean is up to.
Well, we did find out that Dean is an occasional hacker in our article yesterday, so he might be good aboutbreaking codes or figuring out things that have to do with a computer. We read here back in the library, Dean pulled out his laptop and opened the school's public Wi-Fi portal.
Okay, portal could be something you see in a fantasy story, but that's not what we're talking about here. Here, a portal is a website or online gateway that gives you access to information or services.
Exactly.Here's an example. Students log in through the school portal to check their grades. All right, so Dean has pulled out his laptop, he has opened the Wi-Fi portal, and he says, if the system were to log keypad activity, I would have a chance to retrieve a timestamp.
Okay, so the system might keep track of who has used that keypad and what they typed in. You can retrieve that information.
To retrieve means to get something back. For example, Sarah went to retrieve her bag from the bus.
Okay, well, a minute later, he whistled. Now, when you whistle, you make a sound with your mouth by blowing through your lips.
That's right, and you could whistle a song and whistle different notes, but a lot of times when we're reading it like this, friends, it means that someone is surprised and they make a whistling sound.
Okay, so he whistled and said, "Got it. Someone used the keypad at 5:17 p.m. on Friday."
He was able to retrieve the timestamp, 5:17 p.m. on Friday. Returning to the music wing, they scanned the bulletin board.
Okay, the music wing. We're not talking about a bird or a dragon here. A wing can also be one part of a building. It might be separate from a main area or separated for a special use.
For example, the library is in the east wing of the school. And it sounds like in this school, the music wing is in a separate part from the rest of the school.
Right, a wing might not be just one room as well. It could be a hallway with a series of rooms.
Exactly. So back at the music wing, they're scanning the bulletin board. A faded practice schedule caught Ivy's eye.
Ooh, caught her eye. If something catches your eye, it gets your attention. You want to look over at it.
Here's an example. The red car caught Emma's eye. Maybe she wasn't looking for the red car, but because of the bright color, she saw it and it caught her attention.
Exactly. Okay, it caught Ivy's eye. She said, "Look, Friday at 5, Rolston's mentoring students then."
Rolston, who is this character? Well, yesterday we learned that he is one of the music professors at the school.
So it makes sense that someone is in that area around this time.
That's right. And we're not sure if Rolston is a suspicious character or not in this story. I think that's something we are going to find out. Let's do that right now, friends, with our next reading.
The Case of the Vanishing Violin.
And only a few students would have been here at that time.
Ivy added,
"Let's figure out who."
Cross-referencing the schedule with past signups, they found a name that stood out. Peter Lang, one of the cello players. He had been at every mentoring session, and he had a rocky history with Jonah. Sure enough, at the next session, a familiar face slipped into the music room at 5:16 p.m. Peter Lang. After school, they confronted him.
"I didn't steal it,"
Peter burst out.
Jonah acted like he was better than the rest of us. I hid it behind the ceiling tiles in practice room 3. I was going to return it.
Ivy crossed her arms.
"But you didn't."
Peter looked down.
"I just wanted to see him freak out a little."
The intense workout session left us sweaty and exhausted. 这堂高强度的运动让我们汗流浃背，精疲力尽。片语 in session 的意思呢是开庭中或是正式开会中。譬如 after the judge had entered the room and taken a seat, the court clerks announced, "Court is now in session." 法官进入法庭就座后，书记官宣布法庭现在开庭。另外Jam session 通常是指即兴演奏会，譬如 Luke felt inspired after the late night jam session with his buddies. Luke 与朋友们在深夜即兴演奏后灵感大发。
All right, we learned that right around the time that there was a timestamp on the keypad, some people may have been in the music wing.
That's right. Those people include the music professor, Rolston, but also a few students as well. Only a few students would have been here at that time, Ivy added. Let's figure out who.
Okay, so they need to find out who those students may have been, cross-referencing the schedule with past signups. They found a name that stood out. That was Peter Lang, one of the cello players.
Okay, cross-referencing is a great term for us to look at together, friends. If you cross-reference something, it means that you're comparing information from different sources. This could be different reports, or it could be different websites as well.
You're trying to figure out what's the same and what's different. For example, a student might cross-reference different books for their school research.
Exactly. So what they're cross-referencing here is different schedule signups for using these practice rooms. And they saw a name that kept coming up, Peter Lang. He had been at every mentoring session, and he had a rocky history with Jonah.
Ooh, a rocky history. So maybe they didn't get along very well. Sure enough, at the next session, a familiar face slipped into the music room at 5:16 p.m. It was Peter Lang.
Okay, he slipped into the music room. If you slip into a place, it means that you go very quietly or secretly.
Ooh, yes. Someone might slip into a classroom after the bell. They don't want to be noticed. They don't want the teacher to know they're late.
I'm glad you mentioned that, Garrett, because I think the idea when you slip into a place is you don't want other people to see you or find something out.
You might be doing something wrong. Well, after school, they confronted him. Of course, they is Ivy and Dean.
That's right. And if you confront someone, it means that you face someone or something very directly. And in this case, they're probably directly asking him if he stole that violin.
If someone lies to you, you might confront them. You talk to them directly and ask them if they were lying.
So the question is, friends, who stole this violin? Was it Peter? What do we read here?
Well, Peter says, "I didn't steal it." He says that and he bursts out.
That's right. If you burst out, friends, it means that you suddenly do something. Sometimes it's a laugh or a cry, or in this case, maybe it's words that come out and you need to get them out very quickly.
It sounds like this was full of anger. For example, Sam burst out laughing when he heard the joke.
So Peter says he didn't steal the violin, but what he says next makes him sound pretty suspicious. Jonah acted like he was better than the rest of us. I hid it behind the ceiling tiles in the practice room. I was going to return it.
In practice room 3. So it was Peter. Ivy crossed her arms, but you didn't. So it wasn't Peter, actually.
He hid the violin, but he didn't steal it.
Okay. We're trying to follow this, friends. Peter looked down. I just wanted to see him freak out a little.
Okay, so Peter is guilty. He says he wanted Jonah to freak out. He wanted him to become very scared or upset.
Let's use that in a sentence. Mia freaked out when she saw the spider. Okay, so we've learned that Peter hid the violin. He says he was going to return it, but Ivy doesn't believe him.
No, and he didn't return it, and the violin is not back with Jonah yet. Well, we're going to finish our story in just a moment, friends, right after today's deep dive.
Deep dive.
Hi, friends. Let's take a deep dive into the English language together. What are we looking for today? It stands out. In third grade, I wore a full dinosaur costume to school on my birthday. It wasn't even Halloween. And let me tell you, I definitely stood out. To stand out means to be different or noticeable in a group. sometimes that's amazing. Her voice really stands out. It's so powerful. Or that idea stood out as the best one in the meeting. But sometimes it's awkward. He stood out because he didn't follow the dress code. Nothing on the menu really stood out to me. In other words, nothing impressed me. It's all about contrast. When something doesn't blend in, it catches your attention. Speaking of, that's why stand out is often compared to its opposite, blend in. He just wanted to blend in at the party. She stood out precisely because she didn't want to blend in. So whether you're a superstar or just a kid in a dino suit, standing out isn't always bad. Sometimes it's how you get remembered. Thanks for diving deep with me. Stay afloat. Until next time.
The Case of the Vanishing Violin.
Jonah got his violin back and Peter was suspended for a week. Later, Ivy found Peter.
I'm not excusing what you did,
she said.
But you feel invisible, don't you?
Kind of.
Peter sighed. Ivy nodded.
Still, that wasn't very nice.
Peter didn't reply, but he began showing up early for practice and playing better.
Suspend, 意思呢是暂时停止或是停学。比如, after getting into a physical fight with a classmate, Camilla was suspended from school for a week. Camilla跟同学发生肢体冲突后被学校停学一周。惯用于 suspend one's disbelief 的意思呢是暂停怀疑或是全心投入。来看例句。 While watching a theatrical performance, one must suspend one's disbelief to fully enjoy the experience. 在看戏剧表演时,你必须全心投入才能充分享受在期间。如果在suspend的字尾加上er,就变成名词suspender,是指吊带或是吊带裤。譬如, My grandfather always wore a collared shirt and suspenders. 我的爷爷总是穿着有领子的衬衫和吊带裤。以上就是今天的Language Lab, 我们下次见。All
right, friends, we found out who stole the violin. What is going to happen next?
Well, it seems like a pretty good thing for Jonah here, friends. We see Jonah got his violin back. It must have still been hidden in practice room 3.
Yep, so they were able to find it. And Peter was suspended for a week. Jack, thanks for explaining that for us.
Later, Ivy found Peter. I'm not excusing what you did, she said, but you feel invisible, don't you?
Okay, so Ivy is trying to understand why Peter did this. He's not just an evil person.
That's right, and this is something that comes up a lot in mystery stories. We call this the motive. Usually when people commit a crime or do something wrong, they have a reason for doing it. That's their motive.
Exactly. So let's understand what we just heard. Ivy said she's not excusing what Peter did. If you excuse something, you forgive them, or we might say you just allow them to make that mistake or do something wrong.
Here's an example. The teacher decided to excuse the students for being late. That means they didn't have any consequences, and she allowed it to happen.
They didn't get in trouble. Okay, but Ivy is not excusing what Peter did, but she knows that he feels invisible. Literally, invisible means no one can see you. Here, feeling invisible means you feel like no one cares about you, no one notices you, or wants to talk to you.
Exactly. Sometimes children will act out because they feel invisible. They want the attention from their parents, and they feel that being bad is one way to get their parents to pay attention to them.
Okay, so does Peter feel invisible? He says, kind of. He kind of feels invisible.
Okay, kind of is a casual way to say a little or somewhat.
Let's use that in a sentence. Someone might ask, do you like the movie? And you can say, kind of. You didn't love it, you didn't hate it, you kind of liked it.
So it seems like to me, Ivy is trying to determine Peter's motive, and she feels that maybe he did this thing because he felt invisible and maybe he wanted some attention.
Remember though, she's not excusing this. She says, still, that wasn't very nice. Peter didn't reply.
He didn't. I'm not sure if he was sorry or not, but we read in this last sentence, he began showing up early for practice and playing better.
Okay, so he found something that he could work on and put his time into.
He began showing up. So if you are showing up early or showing up late, this means that you are arriving at a certain time, or it's talking about the time when you appear.
All right, let's use that one in a sentence. We could say Mark was late in showing up for the party.
So it seems like Peter decided to show up early for practice, maybe so that he could get better at playing music. Then he wouldn't feel so invisible.
Yeah, maybe he was jealous of how Jonah was playing his instruments. So instead of focusing on someone else, he could focus on what he was doing.
That's right. Well, we finally have the answer to our mystery story. We have answered all of our questions, friends, but we still have a little bit more to talk about. So let's go to our usage tip right now.
Today's usage tip 要来学与事实相反的假设语气句型，这是用于假设现在或是未来不可能发生的情况，或与真实情况相反的情境。像本句 ，If the system were to log keypad activity, I would have a chance to retrieve a timestamp. If 子句中动词使用过去式，表示与现在事实相反。如果假设内容为 be 动词，所有主词则一律使用 were 来搭配哦。后面主句要使用 would、could 或是 might 加原形动词来表达假设的结果或是可能性。来看个例句 ：If I were rich, I would travel around the world. 如果我有钱，我会环游世界。
Well, friends, we have solved the mystery, and now it's time for us to discuss some of the things that happened here in our article. I specifically want to ask the question, have you ever felt invisible before? That could have been Peter's motive for hiding that violin.
That's true. I think this is an experience that many people have. During certain parts of my life, I have felt invisible. It's not that I felt jealous of others, I just felt like I didn't have a whole lot of friends. I was very shy, and it was hard to engage with others.
That is a good point. I think most of us have felt invisible before, but I would argue and say that feeling invisible isn't always a bad thing. Sometimes it's good to feel invisible when other people's attention isn't on you and you can just focus on doing what you need to do and improving yourself.
Right, it's all about how you think of it. Either way, keep working on yourself and doing your best.
Well, friends, that's all the time we have for today. My name is Anne-Marie.
And my name is Garrett. We'll see you again next time, right here on
Studio Classroom.
Bye.
A good friend lasts a lifetime. I am so proud to have you in my life. A good friend lasts a lifetime.